That's Bobby Darin. And a simple song of freedom. It's 20 before 2 on the afternoon show. Altman Furniture Company on Bird Street in Orange is go-go on Westinghouse from now through Tuesday, May 23rd. They've put bright green tags on all their Westinghouse units, and the prices have gone down. Save now on Altman's green tag Westinghouse specials. For instance, a slim design chest-type freezer with a stupendous 525-pound capacity has a built-in lock, defrost drain, and handy lift-out basket, now just $239. Go get 'em and save at Altman's Furniture Green Tag Warehouse Sale. It continues through Tuesday, May 23rd. Altman's on Bird Street in Orange, and that's the safe place to save on Westinghouse appliances. Peter Nero on the afternoon show, music from the motion picture Summer of 42. It's Peter Nero, music from the Summer of 42.
This is John Altman of Altman Furniture. I believe that the fantastic Ambassador Cox will return to Orange on Sunday at 11:30.
A little bit of understanding goes a long, long way. A little bit of understanding builds a better day. Radio, the sound of service, is here to serve us all. To understand what people need and then to heed the call.
Heed the call.
No matter what your race or creed, radio serves us all.
Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66, and with a little help from my friends. 14 before 2 on the afternoon show, the weather forecast. A flash flood watch is still in effect. Rain, possibly moderate to heavy at times, may cause flooding, particularly on the eastern slopes of the mountains this afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Rain likely tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Chance of showers and cloudy on Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Chance of rain decreasing to 80% tonight, 50% Sunday. Winds from the northeast at 8 to 15 miles per hour through tonight. Currently at our studios, the temperature is 64. The humidity is 82%. This is a good song from the Stylistics on the afternoon show, and I bet you, by golly and wow. From the Stylistics, I bet you by golly, wow. It's 10 before 2 on the afternoon show. What boutique sells, boutique delivers, and you better believe it. It's a song from Yvonne Elliman on the afternoon show. I would have had a good time, Yvonne Elliman, at 6 before 2 on the afternoon show.
Questions and answers, news and notes.
Here's information for later today.
Questions and answers, news and notes is prepared by the Orange County Extension Office and presented by WJMA as a public service.
Dixie's Market in Gordonsville invites you now to meet the graduate, and this salute goes out to a graduate of Orange County High School, and the soon-to-be graduate's name is Thaddens Wilkie. He's 22 years old, and he is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Sidney, the name is Winky, not Wilkie, Winky, lives in Gordonsville, Virginia. He has a sister whose name is Emily. His favorite subject in school is gym. His hobbies are sports. And if you're thinking about gifts, Thaddeus Winky would prefer a large gift. This senior salute has been presented by Dixie's Market in Gordonsville, your rich food store on the Circle in Gordonsville. Congratulations from Dixie Colvin to everyone, and brother and everyone, at Dixie's Market. Congratulations to all the soon-to-be graduates. That's from Tootie's Trombones on the afternoon show. The song is called Southland. It's 30 seconds before 2 o'clock. Stay tuned for news upcoming on the hour at 2 this afternoon. Last call from Dickie Cox placed him in Leesburg. He was stopping in Leesburg for lunch, and he is continuing back toward Orange this afternoon. He'll give us calls from various points along the way, so keep listening, and why don't you plan to head over to DeVivi's Motel, or rather Jefferson Motel, as he nears Orange.
Collector's Corner, a survey of seldom-heard serious music, preserved on European and out-of-print American recordings.
Collector's Corner can be heard Monday evenings at 6:35 on WJMA.
At 2 o'clock, you're listening to WJMA and WJMA-FM in Orange, Virginia.
WJMA Radio, news on the hour. Important news of the moment from the worldwide facilities of the Associated Press.
And our local news.
Listen again on the hour for WJMA Radio News. And stay tuned to WJMA Radio for all the news.
When you are in the market for a delicious sirloin or porterhouse or T-bone steak, stop at Sparks Grocery, Main Street in Orange. When you want a roast or ground round or stew beef, stop at Sparks Grocery. If your family enjoys pork chops or chicken or lamb, you should be shopping at Ed Sparks, because the meat department always has the cuts you want, and they're good ones. This weekend, Sparks Grocery also features Gill's Hotel Special Coffee at 69 cents a pound. Sparks Grocery on Main Street in Orange.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen.
Thank you.
At 4 o'clock, you're listening to WJMA and WJMA-FM in Orange, Virginia. We'll be interrupting our programming shortly to bring you live reports of the return of Ambassador Dickie Cox.
A little bit of understanding goes a long, long way. A little bit of understanding builds a better day. Radio, the sound of service, is here to serve us all. To understand what people need and then to heed the call.
Heed the call.
No matter what your race or creed, radio serves us all.
These are the sounds of love.
I love
and
you.
And now we take you to the Jefferson Motel and Bill Little. Go ahead, Bill.
All right, thank you very much, and good afternoon, everyone. Ambassador Dickie Cox is just arriving in the DeVivi lot. We'll give Ross the exact time of the cutoff, and the police escort has pulled him into Orange. When he rolls over here to a stop, we'll tell you to stop, and that'll be it. There it is, stop the clock, the exact and official time of arrival. Ross, what is it by the WJMA clock? Go ahead.
According to the WJMA clock, it's 4 minutes and 17 seconds after 4 o'clock.
4 minutes, 17 seconds after 4 o'clock. 4 minutes, 17 seconds after 4 o'clock. We'll be checking over our records, and someone's going to be another $100 richer for that. And here comes the ambassador as he rolls into Orange, town of Orange, Virginia, celebrating our 100th anniversary, and the ambassador is moving over to the booth here. And a few words from Ambassador Dickie Cox. Ambassador, come on in here with me. There's not very much room, but I guess enough. How was the trip?
Real good, real nice.
Okay, tell me a little about today's journey.
Rain and wind, that's all. Everything else is routine.
You've seen enough, I guess, rain on the trip to last you a few months, huh?
I certainly have. I must be making rain or something. I can't stand it.
How about our around the world tour now for Ambassador Cox?
Deal by me on that one. I enjoyed this one, but I don't believe I'd care to go any further.
Dick, how about the time now? Are you surprised at the total time that it took from what you had estimated in the very beginning of this trip?
Not a lot. It came out very nearly what we had it figured, other than the miles.
All right, let's talk about the miles now. Now, I want to... The car is impounded there for a moment. Arch, if you will check or have someone check the mileage figure, that's the official figure. The time, by the way, Dickie, was 4 minutes, 17 seconds after 4 o'clock for $100. The mileage, what was it, just unofficially here in total numbers?
We're going to have to check it. 1,770-something miles, I believe.
I see. It was 208.9 or so when you left.
Well, we're going to have to check it.
1891 is on the thing now.
1891 and the 208.9 unofficially. Anyway, we'll check that, Dick. We'll check it. Don't move the car until we check that official total mileage. All right, how about the gasoline, Dick? About. How much did you use?
You know, I haven't added that up either. It's 50-some gallons, probably.
50-some gallons.
I imagine. Somewhere
about how many miles per gallon did your Datsun average?
It's going to run about 30. Right at it. Anywhere between 25 and 30.
All right, and the total gallonage, again, was about 50, but we'll have to check
somewhere
that out.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, yes. I had to get 1 gallon of gas coming out of Culpeper. That's what held me up a little bit later. I was trying to sweat it in, and I was afraid maybe that I couldn't make it. So pulled in up at the Texaco gas station up coming out of Culpeper, and then, of course, after the police met me coming into town, they escorted me down to Mr. Robin Lloyd's, and we gassed up there.
And that's the official figure
that would
there.
Be the official figure, yes.
All right, Dick, any really memorable, great occasion that you're going to remember from this? What one particular thing is going to stick in your mind more than anything?
First time on TV, scared to death.
where was the first time, Dick?
It was in West Virginia.
Well, that's pretty
Blue
nice,
Field.
Comfortable company over there.
They are, that's for sure.
And you're scared.
It's just par for the course, I guess.
We had someone making a comment about how many times you'd been on. How many times did you get on in total? Two or three times on
television? What, TV?
Yes.
One, two, three, four.
Four times on
television, yeah.
And then you met some radio people, too, and some
yes.
good write-ups, I would imagine, although we didn't see them in some of the papers as you traveled around.
Yes, we had, I think it was two, three radio interviews other than the television interview.
I see. Dick, are you going to be ready to make another one of these in another 100 years, really?
Around 100 years, that'll be about time enough to rest up. That sounds fine.
All right, Dick, I want to thank Arch. Do you have any questions to ask the ambassador?
Here's an unofficial total of the mileage, 1,783.3. That's just by one of our friends here who just calculated.
Now, is that what's on the...
No, that's total
now.
That
is the total, I see. All right, well, I'll check it for my figure, too. But unofficially, 1,783.3, and we'll have to check out the gallons of gasoline for that $100. As soon as you get a chance here in the next few minutes.
Dickie Cox, I'd like to ask you just a couple of questions. What was the thing that most people seemed to be interested in as you talked to them along the route?
Well, of course, they wanted to know where Orange County was and what it was, really, I guess.
What the major industry and major
things
did.
Of that nature, yes. They didn't know where it was located. And
did you meet anyone, Dick, who had been to Orange before?
Oh, yes. Pulled into... Williamston, West Virginia, and a guy standing beside a drugstore holler said, "There goes a car from the richest county in Virginia."
Tell the supervisors and Mr. Manning.
Oh, don't tell them that.
All right, Dick, I want to thank you a whole lot. You've been really a great sport about this thing. It's been a lot of fun. Now, don't move the car for a minute until we get the official mileage. We've got a couple other people we'd like to talk to, but it's been a lot of fun. I hope you've had as much fun as everybody listening for your calls every day. We've had a lot of interest in this.
I've certainly enjoyed it, and I'd like to thank all the sponsors, Texaco, PD Warren Company, and DeVivid, that for making it possible. We certainly enjoyed it.
Okay, Mr.
Dickie,
Cox.
We'd like to invite you to come up the radio station. Maybe Don will give you a little more time off. Maybe you can come on Monday and Tuesday and sort of, when you get the details of the trip settled in your mind, talk with us for about 15 or 20 minutes and tell us what it was really like.
We'll be glad to.
Okay, fine.
All right, Ambassador. Thanks a lot. There he is, Ambassador Dickie Cox, as he moves out of the booth here. And we sure have had a lot of fun with this. Let's get John Stanley over here. John, come on over here. The man who paid for all the gasoline and oil. You haven't got the bill yet, John, but it'll be coming in. Don't worry.
I'm sure of that bill.
Dickie won't forget that.
I'm positive of that.
John, you were one of the three sponsors of this. Do you think it's been a worthy thing to do?
Absolutely.
Not only for you, but I mean for the county and everybody?
Looking at it from the county's viewpoint, Bill, and the centennial, the town centennial, I think the publicity was excellent, and I don't know that we could have done anything that would draw any more attention to us than this, and I think it's wonderful, and I'm happy to have been part of it. I can truly say that.
I'm glad, John, because I've got one cooked up for you a little later on. We're going to send you up in a balloon, but I'll tell you more about that later. John Stanley, thanks a lot.
Okay.
For Old Hoss, come on over here. I don't see Al DeVivi, although he might get in here. Don, the ambassador is back. Are you going to put him right to work today?
I'll put him right to work today. Take him right down and show him the new things coming in, things he's got to do. He's on. he wish he'd never left when
he's
I get
behind a week on his work already.
He's behind a week already, but no, it's I'm glad to have him back. Well, I really missed him, too, I'll tell you.
You don't realize how much until something like this comes up. Don,
that's right.
On behalf of Al DeVivi, who isn't here right now, I want to thank you and for all the people of Orange County to put up with the cost of this thing. I think a lot of people don't realize that, golly, between the three of you, it's not a cheap thing to do, a car, a driver, and the money, of course, for the prizes and everything that we've had. But I want to thank you a lot for doing it. I think it's been a lot of fun for the county, and I hope that you've certainly gotten your money's worth out of it, too.
Well, thank you, and I hope the Centennial is half the success that we've had with this. It'll really go terrific.
Hoss, thanks a lot. Old Hoss Don Waugh, one of the other two sponsors of this trip, and everybody's gathered around the Datsun there getting autographs and all these things from and pictures that Dickie Cox took on his trip. By the way, he does have several pictures, and we'll hope to get a couple of those in the review at least, and people can get a chance to see some of the places that he has seen. Well, the crowd has started to move out here. The police escort has stayed over with us, though, and they met Dickie, of course, at the town line. And we certainly have had a big time. Again now, for those of you who've just missed us, 4 minutes, 17 seconds after 4 o'clock for the official time, the unofficial mileage total that he traveled in that trip was 1,783.3. I'm going to check that, though, against the official records, and we'll be checking the gasoline, the total gallons of gas used, in just a few minutes, and we'll be announcing the winners on Monday, as it'll take us till Monday to go through all the entries and get them figured out. So, once again, a promotion has come to a close, but it certainly has been a lot of fun. Not only credit to the three sponsors, but to Donna Hughes, who painted up such a beautiful sign, and all the others who have been involved in this trip. We want to thank each and every one of them. And all the people of Orange County, we hope you'll be out for the Centennial, the Town of Orange Centennial, which gets underway on June 4th. It's been a lot of fun. Ross, back to you. We'll be checking those official figures now, and I'll let you know before the afternoon is out the official figures, although we won't know the winners' names till Monday. Ross, back to you.
13 after 4 o'clock on the afternoon show. Checking some news headlines, President and Mrs. Nixon are due to arrive shortly, about 5:30 Eastern time in Salzburg, Austria, the first stop on their journey to Moscow. Before leaving Washington this morning, the president predicted his summit meeting in Moscow will lead to some progress on major issues. He expressed hope the talks will lay the foundation for world peace. Senator Hubert Humphrey, campaigning in San Diego, expressed a hope that President Nixon's journey to Moscow will result in an end to the U.S.-Soviet arms race. North Vietnam says American planes bombed the Hanoi area again today. A broadcaster...